I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. And the earth then disgorges its charges, and man asks, what is wrong with it? On that day, it will impart all its news because your Lord has inspired it. The expression, the earth disgorges its charges in this verse, refers to the fact that together with many things under the ground, the viscous part inside the seed will also entirely rise up above the surface. The fierce tremors that take place all over the world and the fracturing of all the earth's strata constitute the necessary infrastructure for such a thing to have no difficulty in occurring. In other words, the strong earthquakes on the Day of Judgment will cause ruination underground, and lava will pour out from the cracks in the earth as people attempt to hide from the mountains and giant buildings collapsing on top of them. This will cause people once again to realize that there is no escaping death. Disaster will follow disaster, and as people seek to avoid one disaster, another will catch them. Allah knows the truth. The earth has bowed its head to Allah. This is revealed in another verse. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. When the earth is flattened out and disgorges what is inside it and empties out, hearkening to its Lord as it is bound to do, underground waters will pour forth from the strata of the earth, fractured by the intensity of the tremors. Pressurized water has a particularly violent impact. Major damage will be wreaked on the region where this eruption begins, and a flood layer that has a damaging effect on life will cover the world. When a volcano erupts anywhere, countless quantities of dust and solid particles are thrown into the upper layers of the atmosphere. During such explosions, the whole area is covered in ashes and dust. Indeed, in the sixth verse of Surat Al-Waqiyah, Allah reveals this as the mountains become scattered dust in the air. In agreement with the description given in the Quran, there is a very high likelihood of similar explosions happening all over the world on the Day of Judgment.